Combined capital auction clearance slipped to 53.2% this week. That is the headline. It is also the wrong sentence if you stop there. The week before, Cotality's early combined capital's result was 56.5%, the best in 12 weeks. This week the list got thicker, and the clear rate went the other way. 1,406 Capital City auctions, up 10.2% on last week's 1,276. Same week last year, 2,066. That is 31.9% thinner. Australian Broker published the cut on the 24th of August 2026, with Tim Lawless at Cotality. Preliminary is the word that belongs on the file. These are early results, not finals. Sydney's prior week finals were later revised to 47.1%. A city that looked firmer on Saturday can print softer when the late results land. A busier list that clears worse is not a rebound. It is a valuation week. Anyone calling this a recovery is counting Saturdays, not stock. A market that is still almost a third thinner than last year is not back. It is less empty than last week. Those are different sentences. Volume is the denominator under clearance. A thicker catalogue that still clears only 53.2% is more unsold stock, not a healthier Saturday. Past-in results sit in the same suburbs as the next purchase, the next refinance, and the next top-up that needs a valuer to sign. Do not take 53.2% into a Melbourne file and call it the market. Combined capitals is a weighted average. The live file is a city. Melbourne had the highest volume, 600 auctions, up 2% week on week, down 39.1% on the same week last year. Preliminary clearance 55.4%, the weakest early Melbourne result in 4 weeks. Highest stock, softer early clear, still close to 2/5 thinner than last year. That is not a city you brief as auctions are back. Sydney listed 482, up 17.6% week on week, down 33.9% year on year. Preliminary clearance 56.6% prior week finals revised to 47.1. Sydney preliminary clearance has sat below 60% for 16 consecutive weeks. A 56.6 early print does not break that run. Canberra jumped from 43 auctions to 67. Clearance 41.4% from a revised 53.5. More stock, a 12-point slide. That is the cleanest local copy of this week's national pattern, thicker list, worse clear. Brisbane 153, up 7.7%, 40.4% successful so far. Adelaide 92, up 9.5%, preliminary 54.8. Perth 11 auctions, 2 clearing so far, too thin a sample to turn into a city call, and Cotality did not publish a Perth percentage in this cut. Tasmania, the single scheduled auction was withdrawn. This is not a new story that started on the 24th of August. Cotality's August chart pack had clearance rates staying below 50% since late May. Lawless's point is the correlation, auction outcomes and home values have a strong historical relationship, implying further downside pressure on values. A single week at 53.2%, after 156.5 print, does not unwind 3 months of sub-50 clearance. That correlation is why this week is a valuation conversation. Clearance is one of the inputs a valuer uses when they decide whether last quarter's comparable still holds. Further downside pressure is Cotality's implication, not a Broker Times forecast. Use it as a conservative bias on the next val, not as a crash script. And this piece is auctions and clearance. It is not the 20% city buffer scenario from the same chart pack. Do not fold a model 20% fall into this week's 53.2% and walk out with one the market is crashing line. The file in front of you needs this week's city clearance, last week's revision, and a conservative val. This auction week follows the Reserve Bank's hold at 4.35% on the 11th of August. Governor Michelle Bullock said the board will raise further if required to bring inflation down in a timely way. A hold can loosen the serviceability conversation at the margin. It does not rewrite a comparable sales set that has been clearing in the low to mid 50s. If a client hears the RBA held and concludes the valuer will be kinder, you have already lost the briefing. Serviceability and valuation are different gates. This week is the second gate. Four file types. None of them require you to forecast a crash. All of them require you to stop using auctions were busier as a credit sentence. High LVR purchase. A conservative val that comes in off the contract is an LVR event, not a pricing footnote. At 90 or 95%, a 2 or 3% miss is LMI, a shortfall, or a file that does not settle. Melbourne 55.4, Sydney 56.6, Brisbane 40.4 successful so far. Those are the cities where you stress the val before you stress the rate. Refinance or top up. A hold does not force a new valuation. A refinance often does. The Monday morning distinction is the market down. It is, does this client need a valuer to sign a number, and in which city? If the existing LVR only works on last quarter's appraisal, this week's clearance is your early warning. Investor recast, add or sell. Equity that looked comfortable at purchase is a different number if the next valuer uses this year's auction set. Canberra's slide from a revised 53.5 to 41.4 is the local version. Do not quote combined 53.2 into a Canberra investment file. Pre-approval still shopping. A pre-approval written to last month's appraisal is not a settlement figure. If the suburb is clearing in the 40s or mid-50s, the purchase LVR you sketched may not be the LVR you can lodge. Three actions this week. 1. Pull every live file that needs a valuer to sign. City, current LVR, last appraisal date, and how much room you have if the val comes in 2 or 3% light. If you cannot produce that list, that is the finding. 2. Name the city clearance, not the combined headline. Melbourne 55.4. Sydney 56.6. Prior finals 47.1. Canberra 41.4. Brisbane 40.4 so far. Adelaide 54.8. Perth, 2 of 11. Combined 53.2 is the wrap, not the file. 3. Take a conservative val into the LVR conversation before you take the RBA hold into it. Rework the files that only work on last quarter's number. Write the fallback, lender, product, LMI path, or a lower loan next to each one. A busier Saturday does not do that work for you. Lawless's chart pack already told you clearance and values move together, and that the implication was further downside pressure. This week's 53.2%, on a list that is still 31.9% below last year, is not the week that sentence expired. The unfinished job is the live file that still treats a thicker catalogue as a rebound. Best is how you get a valuer's problem, not a recovery story.